you Sorrow's Old Boys are cold and you're listening to Monday Night Blah. What is it?
Monday Night Talk.
Oh.
On WATD.
In WATD.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and we want to thank Mr. Doggle for joining us for a few minutes. Anything you want to say in closing, sir?
Go Michael Waltrip. That's all.
Well, you know, we should just very, very quickly touch on what happened in the Nationwide race.
No, we shouldn't. Here's why. Because this isn't a NASCAR show.
I have a whole list
of folks don't even know who's going to be on the show tonight. We have a great list. I gave you 3 minutes.
I know. All I will say for people that saw it on the news is everyone's
15 words or less.
Everyone is fine. And most have left the hospital.
And I will say this: I'm glad that Ben Affleck won Argo, won for best movie. It's a darn good movie.
And Jennifer Lawrence. Whew. All right, yeah. I'm done.
See. Just a quick lineup. We should be speaking with our first guest in just moments, and that happens to be Richard Rosen. He'll be joining us from McGuigan's Pub, but at about 6:40, we're going to speak with Jared Valenzuela, Keith Boyle, and Miles Heger. Both Jared and Keith are running for school committee in their respective communities. We're going to speak with them. At 7 o'clock, we speak with Captain Dave Marciano. He is of the show Wicked Tuna. Of course, he is the captain of the boat Hard Merchandise. We'll get a little insight from him. I believe he's the top points leader in this year's competition on Wicked Tuna. So we'll look forward to talking to him. State Representative Jeff Deal, he's going to be joining us. We're going to talk with him about what's going on with the House. And also something he's doing as far as mortgage relief. We want to get his thoughts on that. 7:30, State Rep and U.S. Senate candidate Dan Winslow is scheduled to join us just for a couple of minutes. And then popping in studio to take your phone calls and talk with us, State Senator Bob Hedlund. But joining us right now, I believe we have Mr. Richard Rosen. Mr. Rosen, are you there?
I am. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Now, before we get things started, I will say that there were a lot of frowns because they know that you are the pizza Santa Claus when it comes to when you show up here. You always bring food, and your last couple of times that you showed up here, you've had fantastic pizza. And I told Joe that you had a special message that you were going to deliver to him when you got on the line.
Well, you know, Joe, I knew that I was going to break your heart by not showing up. And I said that to Kevin. I said, he's not going to be happy with me, but I just couldn't make it, and I apologize, and I will make it up to you next month.
And here's the other thing: is our pizza eating champion here at WATD, Stephen Doddrell, also has 2 cents to add.
I want to know that I've been into McQuiggan's. I want it to be known I've been into McQuiggan's. I think maybe 3 times since he was here, all to get pizza, which was delicious, and the fries were even better.
And we do appreciate you coming in, and I have seen him there, so he's not just fibbing.
I make myself known when I walk in the building,
of
course.
Yes, he does.
Did you try to get a free batch of onion petals or anything?
No.
You didn't?
No.
No, he's behaving himself.
Make sure you tell my dad that then, all right?
I shall. But I am sorry that I couldn't. I'm sorry you guys didn't get a chance to see me. I guess that's what it is.
Like I said, it's like Christmas when you show up here.
I know.
You bring pizza.
I was going to say, you know what's even better, though? I know we appreciate when you come in, but what's even better is every time you call in, you talk about something new and exciting that's going on at McGuigan's.
There's a list, Joe. There's a whole list.
I'm actually excited to hear about what's going on now.
All right, well, he is going to talk about probably the first thing we should see when we're talking about pizza. I believe that you got a special going on as far as pizza, don't you?
We do half-price pizza on Wednesday nights. And you know what's really great? The place is full on Wednesday nights, but a lot of families are bringing their kids in. And, you know, it's a really family-friendly place. It's just very nice. It's rewarding to see people in there with their kids. You know, I don't care if they're coming in for half-price pizzas. They're there. The pizzas are good, and they're coming in the restaurant. So, you know, it's all good. So, yeah, we do half-price pizzas on Wednesday nights, and then on Sunday to Thursday nights, we do wine and dine for $29. That's 2 entrees and a bottle of house wine for $29. And that's starting to catch on, too. A lot of people are coming in for that.
Mm.
And, you know, those are just a couple of things that we do, and, you know, we bring some people in, and it's all good.
Can I ask you a question? How funny is it that your McGuigan's Pub does so much more than just pizza? But, you know, the young guys who were in here, they're talking about pizza. You and I had a conversation because we actually did some video footage up at the State House, And Dave Andelman, the first thing out of Dave Andelman's mouth was about your pizza. How does it feel to know that one of your newest creations is being so well received?
Oh, no, it's great. I'm not so sure. Yeah, Dave did talk about pizza. I thought he was talking about something else, but he did mention pizza before he started talking about
it. And he had Shepherd's Pie within 2 feet of him, and he was talking about the pizza.
Yeah. No, it's you know what? It's because we started with a really, really good recipe, and our pizza is terrific.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, it really is. It's the crust. I'm convinced. I mean, you know, all these pizza places have their secret recipes, and nobody wants to tell you what they are, and they tell you that it's the cheese, and it's the blend of cheese, and it's the sauce. I'm convinced it's the dough. I'm convinced it's all of them, but it's good.
Okay. Now, you and I had a conversation, and one of the things that kind of, you know, kind of caught me off guard is that you have hummus?
We have hummus. You know, it's funny how sometimes we add new stuff. And, I mean, you and I have been doing shows for a long time.
Yep.
And I'm always trying to change it up and do something different. And, you know, we listen to people and we, you know, we go out and we research and, you know, we like hummus. So we decided to go try some hummus in, you know, a few different places. And we now have a healthy hummus platter. It's, you know, it's hummus with celery and carrot sticks and pita bread. And we started that last week. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know how we do it. We bring it on.
Yep.
If it works, it makes it to the menu. If not, you know, we just change it up with something else. So, yeah, we started hummus. And that's kind of, you know, it's a nice app to sit at the bar. People like to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike, you know, all of us, people do like to eat healthy. And so we'll try to give them what they want.
Okay. We had mentioned Dave Andelman. Dave Andelman, not only the president of the Restaurant and Business Alliance, but he's also the CEO of the Phantom Gourmet. I believe there's something that's coming up this Saturday, I think, that you're going to be a part of, yeah?
We were asked, a year or so ago by the Phantom Gourmet people. They invited us to do the food fest that they do at Fenway Park on Yawkey Way. And at that time, we were one of 100 vendors. They were pretty impressed with what we did, and after that, we were asked by the Phantom Gourmet to do their Wine and Food Fest, which is at the Boston Cyclorama, and it happens to be the Saturday night. And we went from one of 100 Phantom favorite foods to one of 10 Phantom favorite foods. So this Saturday night, we're doing it again. Hmm. We serve 5,000 people in a matter of a couple of hours. It is complete craziness. I mean, if you know the Andelmans and if you know what they do, they're a little bit different than what you see on TV because they're all crazy. And their events are crazy. You know, they do the hot dog safari and they do a whole bunch of other stuff. But the Wine and Food Fest at Boston Cyclorama, if you've never been to it, it's worth going in. And there'll only be, like I say, 10 food vendors. I think they have like 40 wine samples or 40 different... I think, yeah, 40 wine samples or something like that, and then just 10 foods. And we're one of them, so it's that's pretty exciting, too.
Okay. Well, now, besides that, I also know that you got something coming up in regards to the Whitman Fire Department, and they're helped raise money for muscular dystrophy. I believe that's this Sunday?
We have got so much stuff going on in March, it's crazy. My daughter is completely fed up with me trying to schedule people to work because, you know, I'm taking like half the restaurant out with me to go do these events. But this one does happen to be inside McGuigan's. And it's Sunday, March 3rd, which is this Sunday. And it's the Whitman Fire Department. It's called the Mustache March MDA Kickoff. So these guys all grow these mustaches for, I don't know how long it is, but it's for a period of time. And they raise money for MDA. So, you know, we're pleased to host the event. They do raffles, and they try to raise some money, and it all goes to MDA. And then at the end of the season, they shave them all off or whatever at another event. But this is this Sunday, and that starts at 3 o'clock. And that's always a real fun event. You know, you don't have to be from Whitman, and you don't have to be a fireman. You can come on over and join the event. And it's pretty exciting. And then, of course, on Thursday, the March 7th, we have the Taste of Whitman Hansen. And this will be our, I don't know, third year, apparently, of doing that one.
Mm.
And at these events, all the events, we're giving out samples of shepherd's pie. It's what we've become known for at these events, and it's what people look for. And so we're doing that one, and that's a few hundred people as well.
Correct.
And that's a fundraiser for the Whitman Hinds Regional High School Scholarship Fund. And they give away a ton of money. So, you know, we're pleased to be invited over there as well.
Well, now you have, I would think that the Taste of Whitman Hansen is just a warm-up for the bigger one 2 weeks later for the Taste of Metro South, where you guys are all crammed into a room with so many other vendors over at Campanelli Stadium.
Yeah, we got invited to do that a couple of years ago as well. And I think that's on March 20th, Wednesday, March 20th.
That's correct.
The Taste of Metro South. That's a really nice event, too. And I think we'll do, I think we serve around 800 people at that event. So, yeah, we do 5,000 in Boston. You know, and that's, we are not caterers. So to serve 5,000 people at an event or 800 people at an event, it's quite an undertaking. And but, you know, it's fun, it's exciting, and we get the name out there, and it's good.
And I think you usually get the best spot. It seems like every year you get the spot right in front of the band. How do you do that?
You'll have to ask them. I don't know. I have no idea.
You can't reveal any secrets, huh?
And we had the best spot. Let me tell you something. We absolutely had the best spot at Boston Cyclorama, too. The Phantom Gourmet gave us the best spot in the house. It was unbelievable, the place we had. I don't know. It just happens that way.
Well, we should, you know, kind of digressing just a little bit. You know, I had mentioned the thought that, you know, that there was a local access corp that was up at the State House doing some videotaping, and you actually were, McGuigan's Pub was one of, I think, a handful of restaurants asked to go to the State House. You had senators and state representatives and folks from all over the state trying out what you had, correct?
We actually were one of five. So okay. We went from one of 100 to one of 10 one of five. There were five vendors at the State House that day. That was a pretty neat day, yeah. There was senators and there was state reps, and we ran into the state auditor.
Suzanne Bump.
Yep. Suzanne Bump, local Whitman girl, was in the house, as they say. That was a really fun day. Yes, and I think you would know quite well about the local cable access channel that was filming that day.
I so happened to be the person who actually videotaped it.
And you got to witness it.
I got to witness it. It was very cool. And hearing Dave kind of speaking passionately, I know one of the things that Dave has talked about, he was on last week.
Yeah.
One of the things that he is advocating for is we look at August and the big box stores, the big corporations like Best Buy and Walmart are the recipients of a sales tax holiday here in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
But I know that Dave is pushing to have some kind of a week-long meals holiday, I believe a meals tax holiday, where, you know, the mom and pops, the, you know, the restaurants can have a little bit of a feel some of that as well. How do you feel about that?
No, absolutely. I mean, they're talking about these national chains that come into Massachusetts that employ, you know, thousands of people, are given the benefit of a tax holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And he's simply saying, listen, let's give the little guys a break here, and you know, let's give them a week of a tax meals tax holiday, with the exception of weekends. He was excluding weekends, which are obviously the busiest nights. So, I mean, I think that was a pretty good gesture to try to get them to give the tax holiday. You know, and it's nice for the people for the citizens to get that break that, you know, they certainly deserve. We certainly deserve.
Okay.
You know, we can't let's not forget we skipped over St. Patrick's Day.
Well, no, we were just getting to that. I was saving the best for last.
Okay. I just, you know, just want to remind you.
Because that's kind of, I think that for a pub, St. Patrick's Day is like the creme de la creme holiday.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, what do you get in store for I believe St. Patrick's Day is on a Sunday this year.
That's correct.
So what do you get in store?
We will have entertainment all day, which we usually have. We will have Maureen Haley's Irish Step Dancers later on a Sunday evening. These kids have been performing at McGuigan's since literally the day we opened. And, you know, they rehearse, they practice right up the street in Whitman. So there's a number of them that come in, and it is amazing what they can do. I'll tell you one thing, I wouldn't want to get kicked by one of them. but they perform right in the aisle in the dining room. They come up the back ramp in the dining room. They have music blaring, and they do quite a performance. It takes quite a while for them to do their performance in the pub. And we also have pipes and drums. We'll have a number of Rockton Fire pipes and drums perform. They have the last few years, and they do quite a performance as well. And there may be a few other surprises that day. And it is on Sunday.
Okay, but you're not revealing your whole hand at this particular time. You're just inviting folks to come on down.
You know what? We open at noontime, and from noontime on, that place will be packed. There'll be a line later on in the day to get in. We will be serving corned beef and cabbage all weekend, actually. And there aren't a lot of Irish pubs around, and there certainly aren't a lot of really great Irish pubs like McGuigan's. So if you want to celebrate, it's the place to be.
Well, we'll definitely have to have you on before St. Patrick's Day just to kind of let folks know what's going on. And we have a couple other things that come after St. Patrick's Day that I know that McGuigan's Pub is usually involved with as well that we can talk about as well, correct?
Yeah, we're always doing something different. I suspect you're referring to the road race.
Yes, sir, I am.
And then our Irish Fest, Irish Fest later on in the year. It will not be done in July this year. We're going to try to pick a time when it's not like 185 degrees out.
Good idea.
And we're moving the road race up to the beginning of June this year. This will be our fourth annual, believe it or not. We donated $3,500 to the local food pantries last year from the proceeds of the race. So it was a very rewarding effort. And we donated a ton of money. We donated all the proceeds from the race to the local food pantry.
And then, go ahead. And I would say the final thing I want to be, we're sitting here talking about food. Mm-hmm. You also have entertainment, don't you?
Yeah, we actually, other than Shepherd's Pie and doing events, we do have a really nice menu. And we do have entertainment, too. We have entertainment Tuesday nights, Fridays, and Saturdays.
And the website?
The website, by the way, is being completely revamped.
No way.
We're going to roll out a new website in a couple of weeks. I will let you know when we do it. It's being constructed. I mean, the website we have right now is pretty nice. Mm-hmm. The one that we're going to have is going to be even nicer. And to get to the one that we have right now, it's www.mcguiganspub.com, mcguiganspub.com.
Anything in closing, sir?
I just want to thank you for everything that you do, and Joe, I promise I'll bring in some pizza next time. And that's all I got.
There he is. Richard Rosen joining us, the proprietor of McGuigan's Pub, and also a sponsor exclusively to a Monday Night Talk. Thank you, sir.
See you guys later.
All right.
We'll see
you. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to speak to Keith Boyle, Miles Heger, and Jared Valenzuela. Stay tuned.